Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon or good evening for some. It is October the 7th and it's Wednesday evening. God bless you and I hope you gotten through the day with love and joy in your heart, staying safe, social distancing, washing your hands, and keeping it safe and keeping it real. God bless you. I'm Evangelist Faye, and I'm coming to give you the words of encouragement this evening. God is the Father of lights. Amen, amen. Read James 1, chapter 1. Verse 17. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into the word, I'd like to pray for those that are sick and shed in, those that have battled with COVID and have recovered. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pray for those that are getting ready to get hit with a storm. We pray that they are safe and they will be safe. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, we're talking about God's heavenly light. God is the Father of lights. Amen. Amen. And John 8:12 says, again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen. As we enter into autumn and the shortening of the daylight hours, it is a perfect time to turn our focus to the light of the world. Thank God for his many blessings and ask for his guidance and how you might help spread his great light to those around you. Amen. Amen. What does it mean that God is the Father of lights? Well, as I had said in 1 James 17, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. The term Father of lights, it is not clear from the text. However, we can assume things based on other passages where God is referred to as light. Amen. 1 John 1:5 said, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Amen. Amen. Therefore, the light represents goodness, honesty, purity, wisdom, glory, and love. Everything that God is. 1 Timothy 6:16 says that God dwells in approachable light. Revelation 22:5 promises that those who dwell with the Lord forever will not need other sources of light because God himself would be our light. Amen. Amen. The term Father of Light could also contain a reference to the great lights of heaven, such as the sun, moon, and the stars. Amen. It would be reasonable to conclude that the title Father of Lights communicates the idea that God is the author of all that is not darkness. There is no sin or transgression in him. Everything represented by light is exemplified by God. Integrity, loyalty, honor, glory, wisdom, the fruit of the Spirit, compassion, and love all qualities of God and examples of spiritual light. Amen. Physical lights, too, owe their existence to God. The starry heavens and the planetary kingdoms all are created by the Father of light for his glory and purpose. As the Father of light, God embodies all that is good and right. Just as God is love. God does not merely possess love and light as though they are qualities that can be taken away. God is love and light, which makes him the Father and originator of all lesser life. So that is my word for the day. God is the Father of light. God is good. There is no darkness in him. So if you love him and you trust him and you trust in that light being within you, trust and believe in him always, that he is the light of all. Amen. Again, I am Evangelist Faye. God bless you. And God, I wish you well this Wednesday, and I will be back with another word of encouragement. God bless you. God is God. He is the greatest of all. Let his light be within. Hallelujah. God is light. Hallelujah. Praise his name. For God is light. No darkness can enfold him, 'cause God is light always. Have a blessed evening, and I'll see you Friday. God bless you.